This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. Frederica Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, fresh off his 100th win, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. I've seen a lot of little clips here the last 3 or 4 days.
Oh, there's more to come from what I understand. So, all right, now real quick, Becky, I'm going to put you on the spot. I hope you don't mind, because I was going to ask you about this before we started, but you didn't get here until like right after we started.
Sure.
We all know that you are the office of the coach. You're the social coordinator and all of that. Tell us about what is going on tomorrow night after the game and anything else that might be in the pipeline.
So tomorrow night is super chill because we have a middle school game and then a varsity game. First, we have to beat Bullock, and then...
Priorities, yep.
Right, exactly. That's the first thing that has to happen. Has to happen, guys. And then we come into the pavilion, and we're going to have cake and cupcakes, and the team is presenting Coach Derrick with a couple of things for his 100th win. There's like lots of video content that's super fun with past players and support players. That's not going to play during this because we can't get it set up because there's such a circus going on. But there will be a link that will come out at some point. It's taking hours to upload this massive mini-series feature film. And so, yeah, we'll send a link out so everybody can see it. So that's about it, I think. We're super excited.
Absolutely. It was an exciting night this past Friday night in Lyons, Georgia, Toombs County, right up the road from my daddy's hometown of Santa Claus, Georgia, where the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Crusaders fell to the Frederica Knights by a score of 28-12. Did not look like it was going to be a particularly exciting game by the half. Had that first score, and we were thinking very loudly running clock, but then the wheels kind of fell off in the first half.
We missed some plays. I thought defensively we played really well. We had our opportunities. We didn't execute. Threw an interception inside the 20. Missed a guy running wide open down the middle of the field on one we had there. And, you're up 7-0. I think that was a little bit of our frustration going in at the half was we knew we should have been up probably 21, 28 points going in. And like you said, we come right out, boom. Hit him on the first play, pick off the second pass, then about two plays later, Stanton, we run a little read, and Stanton hits it and scores from about 35 yards out, and we're up 7-0. And like you said, I think the kids, probably everybody else thought, oh, we're going to run away with this, and then all of a sudden, Robert Toombs is a good football team. So they played, and they executed, and they did a really good job. They're a really solid team. I wouldn't be surprised if they won single A. Their line is really good, their offensive and defensive line. I thought did a really good job watching them on film. The quarterback was fantastic running around, throwing the ball, but I thought our guys did a really good job of containing the quarterback in the run game defensively. And then offensively, we kind of got it clicking and figured out some things. And fourth quarter, it was just we're going to line up, bloody your nose, and that's what we did.
Now, you mentioned, first of all, this is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You just mentioned the interception inside the 20. It seems like there's been an issue with red zone interceptions over the last couple of weeks. Is that just from playing too aggressively? Or I know that one interception was just a bounce of the ball. That,
yeah.
There's nothing you could do with that other than, catch it.
The other two is just throw it away. That or hit it right on the break. The one Braxton right now, he was wide open on the break. But you got to hit him right on the break, right when it happens, and be ready. And so if it's not there, it's like I told Stanley, he's jogging off. You're not John Elway. You're not throwing it across your body, That's just the words my dad used to say. He says, I never throw it back across your body. You're not John Elway. And I was like, okay, thanks, Dad.
Now, here's the next question. Does he know who John Elway is?
No,
okay.
He does know. So, but yeah, I think, you know, you live and you learn. He was trying, you know, he's trying to make a play is what he's trying to do. And sometimes you create a mistake by trying to overdo something. And so, you know, take what they give you, line up, make a play on the next play. And we got to learn from that.
And he does a pretty good job of doing that. I mean, he's had, what, five rushing touchdowns over the last 2 weeks? So,
yeah.
I mean, Stanton's bringing a different element to the game that we didn't see earlier in the season.
Yeah, he runs the ball really well. He's throwing the ball. We got to stretch the field vertically. I think he threw for almost 200 yards against Stratford, you know, and then had 80-something yards here against Toombs. You know, you hit a couple here and there, and you're over 120 yards, you know, and you're having a good night. We also had two drops that we just catch. Those two, he has over 100-something yards. So, you know, we got to catch it when we throw it, and you're open. And we got to make – if it's not there, we just got to throw it away. And those are some of the things, and line up to play the next play. And that's hard to do sometimes with high school kids. They want to make the play, they're trying to give that effort. So it's one of those things that it's hard going forward. I think if you do it over and over again, the time you get in college – and you're probably a sophomore or junior, and you've been doing it. You just like, oh, I just chunk that one out of bounds, and we'll go play the next play. But here, you know, they feel like everything's magnified, and they want to get the ball out and make a play. So it's one of those things. You live and you learn. You grow up a little bit, and we'll learn from it. Hopefully we eliminate all that in these next three games going forward.
Would you say there would be less magnified if you know, you're playing on a roster of 80, 90 kids, or is it more magnified?
I just think overall, high school-wise, it just gets – if you're – it's 7-0, you feel like you need to score and you feel like you need to make a play, you know. That's just the whole thing anywhere. I mean, you look at some of these college games going on with, you know, everybody's got all this pressure on Arch Manning to make a play, you know. So he throws it into double coverage at times, just trying to make a play instead of throwing it away at times. So you start to see some of that stuff. And they get better as they get older, and – let's hope that we're really good in the last three games in the second half of the season.
So, is the team, you know, getting ready to start region play? We'll talk about that after the break coming up. But do you feel 60 seconds or less? Do you feel confident about where the team is at right now as we are getting ready to go into the games that actually matter?
Yes, I think we're pretty healthy, solid. We've had a good. I mean, we had a short week, but we've had a good week. I think, and for us, it's one of those things. At this point, you know, the guys been getting a vast amount of reps. Got a ton of them here this week. I felt like everything was hurried up. We lengthened practice just a little bit team-wise to get more reps. So I would say the amount of reps that we got in the last, I don't know, 3 days, probably offensively and defensively, somewhere around 360-something reps when they get in place. So I think we're okay. I think we're in a good spot, and we're in good shape, and our kids are pretty healthy. And you know what? It's like I told them, if you want to be remembered, you win a region championship, and they put it up in there on the wall somewhere. So, you know, that's how you – if you want to be remembered, that's how it goes down.
More to come on the coach on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a couple of words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo. 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always, and this segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lusab Kia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team. This, you know what, is this wood? Is this particle board?
Hollywood.
Okay, that counts as wood. Expensive wood right there. Yeah. Knocking on that. This has been probably the least injured season in recent memory.
Yeah, so far so good. Like you said, knock on wood. Kids are really, I think we're in good health, you know, right now. May have one down, Hayden, with a little bit of a mild concussion coming out of that. But other than that, I think that we're in good shape. So, you know, just got to get ready to go out and play.
How much of that do you attribute to the trainer?
Cam does a good job of keeping everybody healthy and staying on top of it. So he's done an outstanding job of getting people diagnosed, and he and Dr. Carter do an outstanding job of making sure everybody's healthy and can go and, you know, get them treated right. And, you know, that's a big thing for us. When you got a small amount of kids, getting treatment and getting treated right and getting out there and keeping them out there on the field, that's massive.
All right, so tomorrow night, or if, as people are listening to this, tonight, Thursday night, it is the beginning of region play. Frederica Knights home under the Oaks, taking on the Bullock Academy Gators, the most hated rival in Frederica history, as I like to call it. Yeah, coming into the game is a 6-6 record against the Gators. They've won two in a row, dating back. Last victory that we had was October 21st of 2022, a 42-20 win. But you know, the record looks pretty even, and this is, you know, this is the game. Let's be honest. I mean,
sure,
you know, it's the rivalry game.
It's a rivalry game. I mean, like I said earlier, you got to win this one to set yourself up to win the region championship. Because then, if not, you're waiting on somebody else. You got to expect that, but Bullock's probably not going to lose to St. Andrews, but they're going to get some competition with Pinewood, and you know. But if we can win this one, we set ourselves up to win the region championship, because it's hard to, with a small amount of guys in the region, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you get yourself set up to, you got to win this one to give yourself that leg up on everybody, and that's why we got to go out there and we got to take care of business. You know, last three years, it's been us and Bullock as the region champ. So, you know, and then Pinewood's right there. And Pinewood, I expect them probably to be – they're going to be really tough this year too. They're young, and they'll come in and play really hard too. So we're going to have our hands full the next three games. But we got to take care of this game first, and then worry about everything else second.
How's the week of practice been?
Pretty good. You know, I felt like that, you know, we came in on Sunday, watched film, did our walkthroughs, broke some stuff down. And then Monday, Tuesday, and even today, pretty full tilt, getting an idea. Because tomorrow night, you know, like I said earlier with you, the biggest thing that we're going to have to do is be able to adjust the game speed, their game speed, coming off the ball and what they do and tackling guys, because it's going to be a lot different than our game speed. So hopefully we can adjust to it pretty quick, and we can take care of our business up front. We got to play really well. We got to tackle well on defense. We need to create some turnovers, and then offensively we got to spread them out and do some things. You know, hold on the ball, don't turn it over, and be able to run in between in the lines of scrimmage, the trenches. That's where it's going to be won up front, offensive lines and defensive lines, and who can move who and who can wear each other down. So like I told the kids, it's one of these games where you're gonna come out, you better be ready to chip some teeth and bloody some noses. So it's gonna be a tough game.
I was gonna say, I don't think we've got a dentist office on the sponsor list. And, you know, chip some teeth. That's the word. You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, is this? And I feel like I ask this question every year. This team, do you have to get them up for this game, or do they understand what kind of a history that this matchup has had?
I don't know. This matchup creates like certain sayings, like we're fresh out of mashed potatoes, you know, things like that. You know, it for some reason it just. I don't know. Sometimes I say stuff in there before the game that we end up putting on T-shirts. We can't put everything on T-shirt. Thank goodness. That might not be here. But you know, it's one of those things that, I think the kids understand the importance. You know, me yelling and screaming, we got 100 in the books, but I want 101 more than anything. You know, and that's the biggest thing is go down, let's get 101 tomorrow night. And, you know, it's a big game. Like you said, we're 6-6. With them, and it's a huge rivalry game for us, and it sets a tone right there in the region. If we can win this one, we got ourselves a chance to win the region championship, so we're not playing from behind. So it's a big game, and I think the kids understand that it's a big game.
Just to point it out, the longest streak in this rivalry is a 3-game win streak that ended with the 2 games that Bullock has just recently won. So if they manage to sneak one out tomorrow night, they'll tie the longest streak in the rivalry.
Yeah, well, you know, let's go ahead and end the streak. That's my biggest thing right there and take care of business. I hadn't really thought about the, you know, 3-game win streaks or any of that stuff with them, but we want to go ahead and answer the call and go out there and take care of them. They're a really good 4A team. They got their offensive scheme. It's hard to stop because they run the triple option. They run the double wing. They give you a lot of different looks out of that double wing. They're going to give you counters. They're going to give you power. They're going to give you down. They're going to just give you all kinds of things, not just straight dive option, but come in there with midline. Then they wedge it sometimes with the midline. Then they run a midline wham when they run up in there and block everybody, and the quarterback gets behind it. So I was telling the kids today, you got to go feel it. You're going to have to play through people. We got to play through bodies and make a tackle. So we have to be extremely physical, and we have to go get after them. And they're going to come out and feel the same way. They're going to try to get after us, and Coach Phillips does a good job. I know that he's going to have his guys ready, and our guys will be ready to go too. We're kind of chomping at the bit to get out there and play.
They're coming off of back-to-back 50-point offensive games. Hilton Head Christian Academy, they hung 55 on them, 55-28. Tattle Square, 52-13. But the thing, again, and we've talked about this, their lone loss on the season, so John Millage Academy falling 27-18. But again, you know, we mentioned this, and I'll set the table, and then when we come back from the break, I'll let you run with this because we talked about it previously about the fact that the lone, you know, shared opponent to this point in the season, Robert Toombs Christian Academy, and the Crusaders took them to overtime and eked out a 2-point. Loss, or the Bullock won by 2 points in overtime. And it, from what I think you told me, it was kind of a weird situation on that. We'll talk about that after we get back from the break. We'll be right back. Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. This segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, Coach, so lay it out for us. That 38-36 overtime victory against Robert Toombs Christian Academy, why is that not a, you know, I can't think of the term all of a sudden. It's a, that should not be a measuring stick for what we should expect tomorrow night.
No, I don't think so. It's, we always try to look at the
transitive property.
Transitive property, but we always try to look at it and go, oh, this, that, and other. But I think the Toombs and Bullock thing is probably a rivalry. I think Toombs is a pretty big rival of Bullock because they're closer together. And so for that one, ours is just regional, the rivalry, but theirs is proximity along with Pinewood, you know. And I think for them, if you really look at it, Toombs probably played really – they played really good, and they played up. And then Bullock, I think, played down just a little bit. And then it caught them off guard a little. You know, they were like, oh, wait a minute. They're playing really, really good here. And then they tried to battle back and eventually tied the game right there at the end, I think, around about 3 minutes ago in the game, they tied it. But, you know, you can't really look at that. And you look at the overtime thing, and they messed up the overtime. The rules when they did.
They used a college overtime.
So messed it up. But, you know, so you look at it and you go, oh, it's 36 or 38-36. But, you know, you can't look at that. I think Bullock's gotten better and better over the next 3 weeks. I thought Toombs had gotten better and better since then, too. You know, but for us, you look at the schemes. One of the things that, you know, what did Toombs do well against them, and what did Bullock do well against Toombs? And you go and look at all those schemes. That's what we do. We get film, and you watch everything, and you try to break it down. And I don't know how much film I've broke down, but I've watched a lot of it. I can tell you who the starting lineups are pretty much right now without having to put them on a piece of paper. So, you know, I think that's the thing that you look at as coaches. We go in, and I found it funny. Today he was talking about Coach Gibson's wife, Dee, was in there talking. She's like, holy cow, the stuff you all do, like our scripts and our practice schedule and the things that we draw up, we got all these folders and we got all these formations and we got all this stuff in our scripts to who when this guy comes on the field, they run this play this way and they do all these things. You know, we break it down and do all of those things and people are like, wow, you spend that much time putting in, getting prepared. And I'm like, yeah, that's – I don't think people realize for the production that we get for 2.5 hours that there's not just the practice time that we put in, but the time outside of that watching film to get our kids prepared. And I think our kids do a really good job of taking in what we're trying to say and understanding what we're trying to do and being prepared. And that's just – you know, it goes back to when you got guys that are committed, the coaches – these guys do an outstanding job. I work with a great group of guys, and, you know, they show up and they work and they've got everything ready to go. And, you know, I think we went over today defensively 70-some plays. Offense probably ran 70 plays today. So, you know, you try to get prepared. And like you said, you look at that, you'd love to look at the transient property, but at the same time, this is our kids versus their kids. So it's a little bit different mix of things of what we do and what they do. So hopefully we can go out there and execute our stuff really, really well and come out of this thing with a win.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, question of the guys on the team, who's the biggest film head?
I would say Stanton, Gavin, all those guys. Like they really. The funny thing is we can look it up. It shows us on our on Huddle, but those guys really spend a lot of time. Travis watches a lot of film as well, so. You know, you look on there and you go, oh, this kid's watched 3 hours, you know, and then you look at the coaches and we've all watched like 17, you know, 17 to 24 hours. And you're like, holy cow, what have we been doing? There's times you just, if your eyes get crossed, you're like, oh, am I going blind or what is that? But, you know, I think that's a big thing. And when you look at it, just trying to get your kids in the position to make plays. And I tell them that all the time, we're going to get you in the spot to make the play. Go make the play, you know, and. When you look at some of these programs that have these kids and you watch some of these games and I watch it and I'm like, wow, they've not been coached up, you know, like they've not looked at film or they don't have somebody up in the box telling them, hey, they're getting this look right now. And like, you know, when you think about that, Coach Juergen and Coach Barnes are in the box on Friday night and they're seeing everything up top and they make the adjustments and it's hard to make adjustments when you got 9 guys that play both ways. So, you know, we go in and we're trying, and literally we're talking and making an adjustment while we're walking on the sideline in between, you know, a punt series from the punt to getting the offense ready and or yelling at somebody to come over here so we can tell them what we're seeing. Our adjustments for us is a lot different than you go across and play at Glenn or Brunswick where they get to go over and sit underneath a tent. And watch, and I laughed the other night at the other radio show when they were talking about playing.
I couldn't resist.
It was funny because they were talking about Hezzy playing both ways, and you're like, whoa, it's tough on you there.
That's cute.
We got one guy that plays both ways. Coach, how many you got? I said 9. They're like, oh my lord. So for us, adjustments are really difficult to make in game, and. You know, that's one of the things I don't know if people understand as we're trying to do it. We're trying to make adjustments in game. Sometimes we call a timeout just to try to make the adjustment. So, but I think our coaches, they do a really good job of doing that. And trust me, they do their film work. They've got stuff. I mean, we walk around with clipboards here and in and out. And people's got, I mean, it's Coach Gibson's got a blue folder over there. I don't know what all he's got in that. He's probably got a napkin of stuff on it, with things drawn on it, everything else. And then we get done with practice. We sit in here and we draw on the board and we argue about this. And we're like, well, what if they do this? Finally, the other night, we were just like, listen, we got to try to stop 4 or 5 of these things and this. But I don't know if we can stop everything, but we really try to. I mean, we go into it and you know, our thing is, what are our adjustments? And, you know, we're always trying to think 2 or 3 steps ahead. If they give us this, what do we do? So we got a good group of guys that get our kids ready, and our kids have done a really good job responding to it in the last couple of weeks. And like you said, dude, I think we're ready. Ready or not, here it comes. And I think our kids have done a pretty good job of trying to get ready.
That sounds like a T-shirt right there. All right, final 30 seconds then. What 3 things, I haven't done this to you all season, what 3 things have to happen on Thursday night to get out of here with a W?
We have to adjust to their game speed right off the bat really fast. And then we have to hit them in the mouth. I mean, I'm not saying it to, you know, but literally this is going to be one of them. You're going to have to go in there and. Yeah, this is going to be a slugfest. You got to be ready to hit somebody for 48 minutes and do your job. And the other thing is, we yelled it all this week, do your job. Just do your job. Don't try to do the next guy's job. Do your job. Don't try to do too much. You know, if we can get out of here with no turnovers and we do our job and we execute, we got a chance to win this game. And, you know, this team, I think Bullock is – they go undefeated last year, so they went 13-0. So they're 19-1 in the last 20 games. So they come in here on a 19-1 streak. So, you know, they're being told that we're a tough opponent. But for their kids right now, it's probably one of those things that they're like, yeah, we went 19 out of 20, coach. So, and they look at us as we're probably not John Millage. So it's going to be a challenge for us in any way. But I think our kids are ready to go out, and they'll come in and they're going to play tough. So. We got to be ready to play.
Nichols.
Coach Brandon Derrick goes for victory on the career, number 101, Thursday night under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. Kickoff time is 7:30, and we will be right back here next Wednesday night. Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off after the final two words from the Century Man.
Go Knights!